Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1530, air date December 6th, 2024.
Ready, Trey? Okay, good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Shiva Ayadure. We want to welcome you all to our open house, Truth Freedom Health open house, which we do every Thursdays at 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. So if you want to write this down, one of the best things you can do to serve yourself and others is put that on your calendar. We do it twice because we have a global audience. I did one this morning at 11 a.m. that reaches pretty much the other side of the Atlantic and the East Coast. People all the way from Singapore to Malaysia to Europe to France to the UK. And then we do it in the evening for people in Southeast Asia, the western part of the United States, Midwest. So it's a pretty long day. And all of this is run by volunteers, working people who work hard, and they do this. So I want to thank all the hosts who help us do this and pull this off. It's a lot of work to do the announcements to make sure this occurs, the videos are set up. So any of you who are Truth Freedom Health Warrior scholars, you're encouraged to help run these orientations. So you can connect with Boz in here. He will train you how to do them. It's a learn, teach, and serve model. So that's one thing we want to invite everyone to participate in. The other thing that we focus on is a deep recognition that if we're going to shatter the swarm, I know Boz played the video Shatter the Swarm. This is not a light task. It's a task really for people who are disciplined and focused, can communicate clearly, can follow directions, and can follow through. These five characteristics, unfortunately, is no longer taught anywhere in the school systems. If you are running an organization, if you're running a business, you will find it very, very hard to get people who are even competent anymore, who have any of these skills, and just try to do that. It wasn't that hard 50 years ago, but it's become much, much harder because the existing educational systems are designed to make people be mediocre at best. So our movement doesn't comport to that. We are actually wanting people to rise to their highest standards. So if you made it this far out of the 8 billion people on the planet, you happen to stumble across one of the videos that we put out there, in spite of all the shadow banning, in spite of all the censorship, which has actually increased under Elon Musk. And we'll talk more about that. You're very fortunate because somewhere in your life's journey, and it's your journey that you decided to watch one of those videos, you decided to come to this orientation. You should not take that lightly. It's a pretty grand journey that you've been on. And it's two arrows meeting. The important thing is our message is to let you know that you have to save yourself. Trump just changed the slogan to, I will fix things for you, like he did during 2020, okay? He fixed a lot of things, okay? He gave Fauci, by the way, the Presidential Commendation Award 12 hours before he left office. So right now, we're living under what I call ultra-deception, ultra-psyop, like you've never seen before. And it's a merger of Elon and Trump. Elon, Trump, government and business as never before. It's state capitalism. It's fascism. But it's wrapped around a big coating, a veneer of thinking that the people that are in this new regime are going to save you, be it Booby effing Kennedy, who, by the way, just 12 hours ago met with all the big pharma guys, which I predicted. He's going to try to revamp pharma as though they're now our friends, they're doing good deeds for us. And that's why he was brought in, to make all these MAGAtards go complacent and think, wow, big pharma's great, Booby is watchdogging them and he's going to make sure we get quote unquote safe vaccines. And then you have people thinking that Elon Musk is for free speech when it's the exact opposite. It's as Orwellian as you can get. He openly tells you free speech is not equal to free reach. And then you have Vivek the Snake, a little brown noser on many levels who they dug out of somewhere, out of the Yale-Harvard regime, to manipulate people to think that this guy's actually a businessman and he's going to save money. And that's what we're going to talk about today. The title of today's talk is, Elon Trump and Vivek the snake, you know, and the bogus nature of their doggy, D-O-G-E, Department of Governmental, which is going to eliminate waste. And by the way, it's a marketing plan for his doggy coin, okay, his crypto coin. So people are being massively used. And this has occurred because for the last 50, 60 years, people have been sitting on their ass, not doing anything. They've been outsourcing their future to morons. The working people of this country put their trust in these independent parties and people like the Democrats. And by design, listen very carefully, by design, the Democratic Party, by design, absorbed and initiated all this transgender nonsense when they knew people would be reviled by it. Who wants a man to go into a woman's bathroom? It's insane. And this was done by design. So the American working class in particular, you know, at one point in the 40s and 20s, there were bottoms up trade unions, which led these massive movements, which increased GDP and increased the wages of all people. Well, the Democratic Party took over those movements, and it deliberately, acting like the party of the working class, brought in this crazy shit to demoralize the working class. So to create a quote unquote fake populist movement, that was the job of Donald Trump, to mislead all those disenfranchised workers back into the swarm, into what I call fascism. And that's what Elon Trump is all about. If you're an American, you have actually no rights to go after the misuse of public infrastructure. Public infrastructure, which was created like the Postal Service so you could communicate, the telecommunications infrastructure, the radio infrastructure, all of this has been privatized by private companies. And in the past, if the government, which owned that infrastructure, violated your civil rights, like freedom of speech, Bill of Rights, you had the right to sue and win in federal court. You don't have that right anymore, because private companies now own public infrastructure, which is funded by people's tax dollars. So this is what you call the merger of government and big tech. What theorists in economic theory would call state capitalism. That's what China runs under, but they're open about it. But in the United States, we have state capitalism with the veneer of thinking you have freedom. So that's what's occurred. And it's occurred particularly in a rapid fashion. And that's what the pandemic was. The pandemic was about to consolidate power, profit, control. And it was done under Donald fucking Trump. And by the way, the elites led by the Zionists stole that election from Hillary Clinton. Look, I did all the election analysis. I can tell you, yes, Biden was selected away from Trump in 2020, but Trump was selected away from Hillary Clinton. If you actually go do the analysis, which I've done, you'll find out it was Mossad and Israel which took the election from Hillary. Hillary talked about election fraud and then she shut up. Okay? So all of these elections are selections. They're all timed. They're all well-planned. It's all one big theater. And if you don't really get that in your bones, you will ask the wrong questions and you will think one of these people are your fucking saviors. They're not. All of this is well planned, particularly against the American public, because the American public was given these wonderful rights called the Bill of Rights, which have been whittled away. And the goal, as I will keep repeating for a billion times if necessary, is to make sure that you don't get out of bed, that you don't get off your ass and build. Write this down, a bottoms up, first adjective, independent movement. A bottoms up independent movement, which means that movement owes nothing to the elites, does not rely on any of their infrastructure, their media, their influencers, none of them. That's what Truth, Freedom, Health is. And that's why this movement is so powerful. And if you made it this far, you must get off your ass. You must become focused, disciplined, follow through, follow directions, get connected, and you must go through the Truth from Health Warrior course, and you must get on the ground 20 minutes a day. That's what we're asking of you. Become a good citizen. You must get educated. You must understand there's a physics, the dynamics of how power, profit, and control operate. And that's why we always play the Shatter the Swarm video. And if you saw it once, see it another 20 times. There's no movement like ours on the planet. We have always done the right thing at the right time. And I'm going to show you some slides to reiterate that. And during the 2020 period, you will find out that that period was done, the so-called pandemic, quote-unquote pandemic, was done to create people like Elon Musk, a dirtbag, a scumbag, a Zionist hoodlum. And now you see the merger of government and big tech as never before. And let me just share with you some of these slides so it becomes absolutely apparent to you what's gone on. And you should be perturbed by what I'm going to share with you. And if you're not, then you need to probably go work with Booby fucking Kennedy, okay? And Trump. But let me show you, these are actual data, scientific data that you can go look up anywhere else you want, okay? So let's go over here. Let me share this with you. So what is this graph here? This is the debt and how much Obama in 8 years printed about $8 trillion. Trump printed $8 trillion in one term. Okay. Donald Trump printed the same amount of money, printed money. What does printing of money do? It increases inflation and increases cost of living. And what does increasing inflation cost of living do to working people? It puts massive demands on their mental, physical, emotional state, stress. On December 14th, we're going to do an entire workshop where you will understand the mechanisms of stress and how it affects your physiology. But this was done under the Trump administration. As much money was printed during this period and the entire time Obama was in power. Okay? So now, when the pandemic took place in March of, in March of 2020, if you remember, that's when the announcement came. In March of 2020, there was this thing called a pandemic. The previous 6 months, I had been building massive movements on the ground in places like New Jersey and other ways to fight vaccine mandates, believe it or not. I was leading mass movements. So when I saw the pandemic take place, I knew this was a complete way to go after vaccine mandates, which people were fighting. So when I saw this in March of 2020, I want to bring up this tweet that I put out. This was me in March of 2020. And you can read this tweet. And it's something that you want to shove in the face of the swarm. It says, as an MIT PhD in biological engineering, who studies and does research nearly every day in the immune system, the coronavirus fear-mongering by the deep state will go down in history, one of the biggest frauds to manipulate economies, suppress dissent, and push mandated medicine. Now, look at the date I did that, March 9th of 2020. And then you just need to compare that with what Booby fucking Kennedy was saying. He was saying lockdowns are good. They're going to stop the spread. And they're going to save the climate. Trump was also promoting mandates. So was Tulsi Gabbard. So was every fucking person, Vivek the Snake, all of them. So I want you to see that. So I told the truth at the right time, when it mattered. Not only did I do that in our movement, you can go see since that point, we must have run 20 major demonstrations fighting against a vax mandate, not only fighting against a mask mandates, but educating people on how to fight that in local communities. We put out protocols, legal documents, et cetera, and we had many victories. I was the one who ran the Fire Fauci campaign. In April of 2020, we collected 120,000 signatures, took it down to Washington. What was Booby fucking Kennedy doing? He didn't say a word. He stole our material, and then a year later, he publishes a book. What was Jay Bhattacharya, a complete scumbag who just became the head of the NIH, doing? He wrote a paper, a scientific paper, with his colleagues at Stanford saying why lockdowns are good. And that paper got published in September of 2020. And that's who Trump appointed. And all the people think, oh my God, he was fighting lockdowns. He was persecuted. Bullshit. Stanford is the center of the CIA. They saw what we were doing, us independently. We got millions and millions of views, probably 500 million views on our videos. They said, holy shit, this guy, Dr. Shiva, and his movement is independent. They're the ones who are running the Fire Fauci campaign. They're winning people independently. So they got this guy, Jay Bhattacharya, another Indian guy, another guy, Markery, to suddenly do this declaration in October of 2020, acting like they're against the pandemic, quote unquote. But they mandated vaccinations for healthcare workers. Very clever. So understand that when they see a bottoms-up movement coming up that's independent, that cannot be controlled, that I owe nothing to them, our movement doesn't owe anything to them, they hijack the words, twist it, and then they own it. Booby fucking Kennedy, all those people around Trump. I hope you understand this dynamic. If you don't get this dynamic, you'll be fooled again and again and again and again. But you're hearing the reality of how this works. And again, any of you who are veterans who've come to this, you better become a Truth From Help Warrior Scholar and you better finish the courses. Otherwise, it's hard for me to take you guys seriously. You come, you listen, finish it, get on the ground, and educate other people. You owe that to yourself and others. We're a movement of action. And you can look at how much action we've taken since, for me, for a long period of time, since I was 17 in our movement. We get people on the ground. This is not about whining and talking and tweeting and all that bullshit. This is about building an organization, a movement, educationally, emotionally, physically, finding great people, supporting great people, getting rid of people who are dilettantes. No one else is doing that. So the seriousness of this is quite extraordinary, because when you go look at this period, what happened? What did Trump do? As I said, Trump printed $8 trillion, $8 trillion. And who did that $8 trillion go to? Did it go to you or me? No, we were stuck in our homes. Small businesses went out of business. This is what happened. And this is actual data, okay? So let's look at between March 18th, this is literally 9 days after I put this out, which went viral, by the way. This got hundreds of millions of views before I was shadow banned by Elon Musk more than anyone else at this point. So these are people's names here. Steve Ballmer of Microsoft, Michael Bloomberg of Bloomberg, the Walton family, Jim Allis and Rob Walton of Walmart, Mackenzie Bezos, Jeff Bezos's wife, the Koch brother, the Koch family, Charles Koch, Julia Koch, Elon Musk. And I want you to really watch Elon Musk's money, okay? Sheldon Adelson of the Zionist Swarm, whose wife just gave Trump $100 million, Michael Dell, John Menard of, you know, Home Improvement Stores, and Rupert Murdoch, okay, of Fox News. So these are the main guys, and there are others. So March 18th of 2020, their net worth, all of it together, this includes plus all others, was $2.9 trillion. 60 days later, their net worth goes up significantly by about $600 billion. And you can see that Elon Musk's net worth went up by $17 billion, 70% increase. So he was relatively low on the totem pole, about $25 billion. The Waltons, which is Walmart, remember, Walmart was allowed to be open. No one shut down Walmart. And you can see Musk's wealth went up significantly, 70%. He had the biggest gain. That's in the first 60 days of the pandemic. Let's go to the next March through September. So April, May, June, July, August, September, in the next 180 days. So again, you have Jeff Bezos now, whose net worth was $113 billion. Well, he went up to $186 billion. 64% increase in his net worth. Elon Musk, it's like he's being fed and positioned money. He goes up by 273% from $24 billion to $92 billion in a period of 6 months. So his wealth went up by $70 billion While you were suffering, you were stuck at home, many small businesses went out of business. Just look at that. The Bezos, you know, and his wife, his former wife, they went up by 66% relatively, each one of them, okay? People are stuck at home. They're not going out shopping. They're shopping on Amazon. But the Waltons also went up by about 20%. So, but again, Elon Musk went up by 273%. So now you go and look at the February 2019 period, which is a little bit beyond below that. And you can see his wealth went up. This is a little bit below before the pandemic, okay? And you can see his wealth went up incredibly even more, right? As the pandemic started, 312%. So let's continue. Now you look at March 18th of 2020 to October 30th. So that's April, May, June, July, August, September, October, 7 months. And you can see again the big winners here. Okay, Elon Musk is going up now 316% from a relatively meager in this world of 25 billion. He's up to 92 billion, an increase in 68 billion. And then during the period, and if you compare that to the same period, February 2019 to October 30th, you're looking at about a 363% increase. Okay, he's getting lots of government contracts, guys. Now, let's look at March 18th of 2020 to December of 2020, which is now about 9 months. So Elon Musk is now up 481%. Buffett is up. All of these guys, and by the way, there's 600 billionaires in this whole list. If you add them up in total, they were worth $2.9 trillion. Now they're worth $4 trillion, which means an increase of about $1 trillion overall. But these 10 or 15 guys increased their wealth by 56%. Elon Musk being the biggest gainer during the pandemic. While everyone else is suffering, he's printing money. And that money is being printed on your backs and being transferred to him. Because most of that money that Trump printed went right into the stock market to support these companies. I hope you understand what I'm talking about. They printed money. The Fed took that money and they put it into the stock market, which is feeding these guys, inflating their value of their stocks. That's how their value is going up. All right, now let's go to March 18, 2020. Now we're heading to January 2021. And now Elon Musk is up 628%, okay? His wealth has increased by 628% from 25 billion up to 154 billion. And then when you end it up, you go to February of 2021, he's up 642, he's up at 158 billion. And then he continues to grow at 138 billion. And then he ends August, nearly 200 billion, 612% increase. So he made $150 billion in about 17 months. $150 billion during one of the most devastating times for every one of us. And people are relying on him to run the Department of Government Efficiency, and he's gonna go after, you know, save money. Does any of this fucking make sense to anyone? This is theater. And this other fool, Vivek the Snake, Ramaswamy, guy's a complete scam artist. Him and his family created a bogus company, found a drug which had failed four times, clinical trials. Failed four times by GSK. So imagine you going to GSK, which is one of the biggest drug companies, wheedling your way in through all of his contacts at Harvard and Yale, likely, finding a drug that you knew failed. It failed four times in clinical trials. Buying that drug for $5 million, which is pennies compared to the hundreds of millions they've spent, putting it into a new company called Axovant, getting your mother on the board, having her write a bogus paper, not even doing a clinical trial, rehashing the data in Excel, throwing out people who didn't complete the clinical trial and saying, this is a great drug, then taking it to Wall Street, and taking working people's money, elevating the stock, taking off billions of dollars and then crashing the stock when 2 years later, when a clinical trial actually takes place, knowing the drug was never going to work. And this guy is going to run the Department of Government Efficiency. I hope you guys understand, we're talking about theft. We're talking about people who are absolutely fine treating you like idiots and spitting on you by saying they're going to cut expenses. Why don't they return that $2.3 trillion all of these guys made? You're going to see news headlines. Elon Musk saves $1 billion firing this, $2 billion. This is all smokescreen for hiding their stolen wealth. And this is what the swarm does. $2.3 trillion made by Trump printed $8 trillion. $2.3 trillion of that went into the stock market to support their growth. Who else is talking about this? Nobody. And the reason they don't want to talk about this is because this goes to the root of evil, which is if you take your personal health and your physical health, your mental health during this period, many people started taking antidepressants. I did so many videos talking about how antidepressants suppress the immune system. Stress destroys your health. They weren't stressed out. They're living high. And people think Trump's going to fucking help them? People think they're going to save you? No, this is all theater, guys. It's all fucking theater. They made sure the Democratic Party imploded talking about transgender shit to get working people really pissed off so they would be corralled to Trump, who's going to save them with booby fucking Kennedy. To save them with Elon Musk, to save them with Vivek the Snake, to save them with Tulsi Gabbard, who's not anti-war. She's the one after 9/11 was all out for invading Iraq, all out for butchering the Palestinians. You have to repeat this reality. People with social media now have very, I don't know what's going on in their brains, but they lose memory. You want to talk about dementia and Alzheimer's? That's what this media is doing. Oh, really? Trump did that? Yeah, he fucking printed $8 trillion. He gave Fauci, and you have to keep repeating this, a presidential commendation award 12 hours before he left office. Trump steals my material. Literally, this is no hyperbole. When I was meeting with him, he was taking my sound bites down. He started saying, shatter the deep state, shatter the censorship regime. That's our stuff. Because they watch our material and they know what working people really want. So it becomes your responsibility to get off your ass and get on the fucking ground and help grow this movement. Don't just come to these things and watch me and get entertained. I'm not into that. We need leaders in our movement to grow. We need you guys studying this material. We need you to get over your demoralization because our movement exists. So you don't have any place to say, oh, I'm demoralized. I don't know what to do. No, we know exactly what to do. You go through the Truth for Health course. Understand the science that they learn that I've made accessible to everyone. If you didn't help us collect signatures and you lazied out on that, well, you missed a big opportunity because those people who helped us have become strong leaders. Go help them, hand out cards, get on social media, invite people to our orientation, help build this extraordinary movement, which is by the people, for the people, by working people. Everything they're doing now is state capitalism, total consolidation. There is no opposition to the elites anymore except our movement. The Democrats, there's no opposition. The so-called Green Party, no opposition. Poof, they're nowhere to be found. We're still here fighting. This is a movement of the people, by the people, working people. This is not a place to hang out and be a dilettante. We will give you work to do. If you can do a certain thing, we'll give you that to do. If you want to help us do websites, if you want to write for us, we need your help. And you owe it to yourself to get involved. It'll make a human out of you, not a robot, not someone sitting on the sidelines being entertained and demoralized. They want you to be unfocused, undirected, unfollow-throughing, okay? Not communicating clearly. We've created an extraordinary movement. Get involved. Because this ain't going to change. You're going to see, as the elites are consolidating power, profit, control, never before in the next 4 years, they're going to give the illusion that they're fighting for you. That's what's most dangerous right now. And so I've just shared this one little instance with you. Elon Musk and Vivek the Snake, or Elon Trump and Vivek the Snake, are the last people you want to be talking about government efficiency. It's a boondoggle. It's a distraction from the $2.3 trillion the elite stole from people. And by the way, they affected the whole world, because when the United States prints money, it devalues all other currencies. So wherever you are in the world, know that the elites are moving more and more of their money to the dollar, because as the world becomes unstable with what's going on in Syria and Ukraine, the elites, whether they're the Chinese premier or even the Russian oligarchs, they move their money to the US dollar. So that's what's going on. And I hope this is valuable for you to understand. All of this is theater. It's deception. All of these people are on social media who get views and clicks, and the suppression that our movement undergoes more than ever now demands that you get off your butt, get those cards. Bosnian will bring up these cards, and they're easy to get. We're going to set up a way you can order 10,000 of them for pennies, or you can print them on your own. If you go to vashiva.com/cards, please send that to everyone on the chat. Here's a simple action you can do. Get those cards. The front of the card is in English, and it says, save yourself. And it's got our branding, because we're the ones who did this. And it says, they're killing you. Go down, Bosnian. And we're going to add another curve there, because there's another curve there. Cost of living has gone up. Stress has gone up. And it says, they're killing you. Shatter the swarm. And it has that video that if you really cared for anyone out there, your friends, your family, you're going to have them sit down and watch that video. There's nothing like it out there. It educates people in 15 freaking minutes how all of this works. You can download this as a PDF, go to your printer. We'll put up on the shop. You can order 10,000 of them. We found amazing volunteers, our printers, who struck great deals, so you can get them for pennies. Go down, Bosnian. We've done it not only in English, to cover all of the rest of the Americas. It's in Spanish. And in fact, the video is in Spanish. It's in Tamil, which is an Indian language. It's in Hindi, okay? We cover all of India. 1.6 billion people can't say they can't get access to this. It's in, you know, Finnish, German. Keep going, Bob. It's in pretty much every language. And through the heroic efforts and the hard work of our volunteers, this has been converted, not only the cards, but also the video into these different languages, so you can hear them in those languages. Not only connotationally, but denotationally, okay? So people can appreciate the different changes in language. It's a lot of effort. So everyone go there. But you got to become a Truth for Health Warrior Scholar. And when you become that, Bosnian, you can stop. The first part of it is the Get Off the Plantation series. It has about 20 lectures you can watch in 2 hours. It'll cover healthcare, the climate scam. But it gives you from a systems approach, so you're armed. So your homework assignment is, if you want, watch this again. Go get those cards and start handing them out. Become a Truth from Health Warrior Scholar. And as we go through the introductions, Bosnian, I'm not sure, as you were introducing people, whether you connected people to their local leaders. Did you do that?
A lot of people were already connected. We just got Ian's info. He'll be connected with Gerald.
Okay. Yeah. So the action item here is become a warrior scholar, get connected with the local leader, and get on the ground. Keep those cards. They're easy. You can put them in your pocket. Hand them out to, 20 minutes. Hand them out to friends. You can go on social media in spite of the shadow banning. Find ways to invite people to these orientations. The local leaders also do weekly events. So those are what you can do. Now, this doesn't take a lot of time, but I can tell you it has massive impact. Anyone receiving that Shatter the Swarm card, and if they can watch that, it's going to profoundly change their lives. You're going to give them an opportunity at least, so they don't waste 20 years of their life following one idiot or another idiot. So that's how we've distilled our movement. There's an entire course. There's knowledge. There's a community. You can go all the way to whatever level of commitment you want. There's various levels of leadership programs. You can be an individual contributor, but this is all built bottoms up by volunteers. Everyone here, let me repeat, works for a living or is retired, and they help us after they retired, and they've actually done work. None of this is run by trust fund kids. None of this is run by people who just sit on the sidelines. So if you don't want to take the course and you have lots of money, donate, because we ensure that people get scholarships also to take our systems health program from those funds. We ensure that young kids, if you go through the program, you can give it away to as many young kids as you want. So get involved. Don't just get woke, or awaken. Get out of bed, put on your shoes, and get working. We need to build a movement, because it's not just going to happen. The elites are going to get more and more consolidated in power. Right now, they have no opposition force against them at all. And that's what took place on November 5th, 2024. But our movement is here. It is really our movement, Truth, Freedom, Health versus this MAGA, MAHA nonsense. It is our movement versus whatever the Trump nonsense does. Everyone else has capitulated. We're the only ones standing firm. So get involved. We have a number of people here that I see. Tony, did you introduce? You have a friend there? I don't know if Bazin had you introduced. I see someone else is joining. Do you want to introduce them, Tony, in New Zealand?
We're a working team. I sound like I've got a cold, but I've had poison up my nose from work. But anyway, this is Watney and Kane and I are working together at the moment as a team. And Watney's interested and has come along to hear you.
Great to have you. By the way, Tony, this morning there was a woman, Cassandra, you may want to connect with. She's from Australia, and she gave a very interesting story how in Australia Kennedy came in during the pandemic, how she could not trust him at all, how she was her husband is a chiropractor, right, and they were going to be charged $62,000 a day in fines during the pandemic.
And they were
forced to leave. They live in Canada. We gave her to connect with Glenn, and I shared with her, while she was actually suffering for taking a stand, Booby fucking Kennedy was having parties at his home in Malibu, where you had to be vaccinated before you came into his home.
Okay. I remember that she was probably in Victoria, and they were really hammered down there. They had a really bad governor, and people were locked down for months and months and months. There was lots of violence. There was lots of protests, and they got carried away. I think they tried to make an example out of the Australians, because they're quite a rebellious people, and normally they'd stand up. They crushed them down, with like you say, huge fines and violence and that sort of thing. Cops got out of control.
What they also did in Australia. Yeah, so they did it in two ways, Tony, and this is a lesson there. They used the overt establishment to hammer, but they had Kennedy convincing all these idiots that he was going to save them.
Yeah.
That they waited, you see? So that's the way they do it, and that's what's happening right now. So it's always a two-part strategy. You have the fake, not-so-obvious establishment leading people into complacency, so you don't do anything. And that's what a whole set of the activist group thought Kennedy was going to do something for them. And then they had the overt attacks on the people who are breaking from that. So they do both. So you don't have a real powerful bottoms up movement. They take certain activists off the table.
Yeah, but they, Kennedy said this one line. He sort of, like you say, very early on, he was pro-lockdown, that sort of thing. And then he pretended to have changed his mind, and he used this phrase, "I'll be there in the trenches with you." And it was a powerful phrase, but it was 100% bullshit, of course. And that's the problem. The betrayal is in the very profound saying of the right words, but when it comes to the reality, it's never there.
Yeah, that's why I think in many ways our movement brings in people who are willing to get over the words. Kennedy would say boots on the ground. Well, I was there in New Jersey. He didn't. So you were supposed to walk around in homage to all the vaccine injured 100 times around the building. He walked around once for a photo op and got in his SUV and left. All right. Yeah. You have to understand. People really need to understand this. These people are fake. Yeah. They are worse than the obvious establishment because they compel you into inaction. That's why I'm telling you, if you guys made it this far and you come to our orientations, don't be a dilettante. Don't be fucking lazy. Go through the program. Finish it. Get involved. You can't be fucking lazy. Yeah. The establishment wants you lazy, not organized, not looking to your own. They want you looking above. So, thank you, Tony.
Yes.
Bazin, is there anyone else that needs to be introduced?
No one else raised their hand. If anyone is new, you can go ahead and click the reactions icon on the bottom bar on the screen, and then you'll see the raise hand icon show up. You can click that to raise your hand.
Yeah, so to anyone who's new, welcome. And if you haven't, the ethos that we have is that we want people to introduce themselves. So it inspires us. So I see someone called Cesar Gutierrez.
Oh, he already introduced himself.
Oh, he did. Okay, great. Let me see if I see anyone else. I think Asha has been here before. Dalto Smith, did he introduce himself?
No.
Dalto, are you here? You look new. Dalto Smith, can you kindly introduce yourself? You'll see a little button pop up. Dalto Smith, please introduce yourself. Okay. Dalto, if you can't, let us know. Otherwise, we're going to have to put you in the waiting room. Okay. All right. I'm going to put him in the waiting room. Gary Zablocki. Gary Zablocki, would you like to introduce yourself? Did he, Bazin?
He's not new. He's been to an open house before.
Oh, great. Okay. I'm just looking at anyone else. Patrick Balestrieri? Bazin, did Patrick introduce himself?
No.
Patrick, how are you? Can you introduce yourself?
Yeah, I was on a call a couple weeks ago. We already spoke. But yeah, I mean, this is like my second orientation currently in New Jersey.
Good, Ted. Where are you at? Where are you at, Patrick?
I'm in North Jersey.
Oh, you are? Okay. So have you connected with Rose?
No. If someone can get me connected, that would be appreciated.
Okay. Rose is right here. So if anyone is here new and you want to get connected to a leader, also raise your hand because we want to connect people up. Rose, can you please connect with him? And by the way, to people on social media, Trey, if there are any questions people are asking, please put them in the chat to me so we can answer them. So to those people on social media, this is our open house that we do every Thursdays. You're all welcome to come. But today's conversation has been about exposing the fact that everything that you're witnessing, and we just took one aspect of that, Elon Trump and Vivek the Snake, they claim they're going to fight for us by eliminating government waste. Well, these two people are the waste themselves that need to be taken out, because during the pandemic, these people made a ton of money on the backs of the American working people. People like Elon Musk increased his wealth from $20 billion to $200 billion, okay, during the pandemic. Let that sink in, Elon, okay? And if you truly care about government efficiency and cutting spending, then I suggest you return that value of $180 billion that you earned on the backs of the American people back to the American people. Let's start there before you talk about government efficiency. Anna Henry, go ahead. Anne Henry. Hi, Anne. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. Did you introduce yourself?
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure. I was sending, I guess Nicholas is in Indiana. I'm in Indiana. I was hoping to hook up with somebody. I don't know. In my town, somebody's asleep. They don't even know. I don't know. I don't know where they're at, but we're not on the same page. So.
Okay, so Crystal is in the Midwest. She will connect you. And she helps handle most of the Midwest. Crystal, can you say hello to Anne?
Hi, Anne.
When you introduced yourself, did Bozen ask you to connect you with the local leader?
Yeah, Nicholas.
Yeah, Anne, I gave you my phone number in the chat. I don't know if you've seen it.
Oh, no, I didn't get it. Are you getting my messages? I may be doing it wrong. Sorry.
Yeah, we can connect offline, Anne.
Okay, I didn't get your phone number. So.
I'll send it again.
Look in the chat, Anne. You'll see it in the chat directed to you.
Yeah, I'm in the chat, so I'll keep looking. Thank you. Nice meeting you, Dr. Shiva.
Yep. So to the people on social media, Trey, if there's any questions, you can put them in the chat right to me. But those people on social media understand that we do these open houses. And Twitter, by the way, is the platform that's the most shadow banned. You know, my followers on there stayed very totally the same when they explosively grew. And then they realized, again, they do not want bottoms-up independent movements or their leaders ever getting the light of day. So they put you on social media to give you the illusion of free speech. But they continue. This is why the future is offline. The future is offline. Tweeting about people dying in Syria. And by the way, there's beheadings going on there by ISIS and Al-Qaeda right now, who are supported by Israel and the United States. It's quite extraordinary. But none of that, if you notice, people will tweet all day about the genocide in Israel. Has that ended the genocide? No. Tweeting about beheadings in Syria, is that going to end them? No. The Ukraine-Russia war, by the way, there's so much suppression in Ukraine itself. If you put out any messages about Ukraine, you can get thrown in jail. So the level of media suppression is quite extraordinary. This is why the future is offline. Tweeting, putting up stuff, sharing all your, you know, wise views on Twitter. It's not going anywhere. They want you chatting and talking as though you're making change by talking. Doesn't go anywhere. You have to build a bottoms-up movement, ground up. That requires work. But that's the only way out. Trey said, someone asked, can we bring litigation against Doggy and Elon? That's a great question. Someone asked, someone on social media said, can we bring litigation? You know, it could be the people of the United States or the world versus all these 600 billionaires. It's an interesting lawsuit because they printed money. They profited from the pandemic. It's an interesting question. If someone wants to do that, let's do it. We'd have to look at what the charges would be. And what the damages would be. I'd say the damages would be at least $2.3 trillion. Someone says, we have to weigh lambs now. TFH cards out tomorrow. So that's Tony, Kane, and Watney, who are farmers in New Zealand. They have to go do their lamb shearing. I think they're harvesting time. So thanks, Tony. Again, this movement is made up of working people. It's not made up of a bunch of grifters who get boosted on social media just to talk nonsense. Okay, so I want to share with you guys something practical. Bozen, if you go to truthfreedomhealth.com, and then we'll play the anthem video, Bozen, and the features video. But the practical things are, how do you talk to others about what our movement's about? So if you go to truthfreedomhealth.com, myself and another volunteer, we made this webpage easy for you to navigate so you could actually talk about the movement. So the first panel says, get educated or be enslaved. And it says to the right of it that we've created a educational system. It's not any one thing. It involves the foundations of systems course, involves books and papers. It involves tools so you can get on the ground. It involves a community, but it's not any one thing. And I do these one-on-ones with all of you. So, and then we have events and lectures. We have a special lecture coming up on December 14th. It's free to all Truth From Health Warrior scholars, and we'll be doing it locally in physical areas as well as virtually. So that's the first panel. It's about getting educated or being enslaved. Scroll down to the next panel, Bazin. The next piece is these two videos are very powerful tools. The left one is Shatter the Swarm. The right one is a video that will play. It's really our anthem video on why you should get involved in the movement. And as you scroll below, you'll see that we have our branding, Truth, Freedom, Health. Get it out there. People come up to you. What is this about? Okay. So we were forced to create merchandise because people wanted it. And then you'll find out we have lots and lots of people who are at varying levels of commitment to this growing community in 120 different countries. Next, you'll see that as you scroll down, that Bazin and Crystal played you. These are everyday people who share their stories of transformation, where they started and where they went. And if you scroll below this, you'll find out that our movement has a history of winning. We win. We win small victories, large victories, because we know how to fight. This is not about being demoralized all day. That's what they want. Scroll down, Bazin. The other important thing to understand is if you want to educate someone, what is the problem our movement is solving? You know, if you have a solution, you're solving something. What are we solving? Well, what we're solving is that we're inundated with massive amounts of information like never before. On a little device in the palm of your hands, you can get billions and billions of videos. But is that information making your life any better? Well, these data show it isn't. People are hopeless, anxious, depressed. 2.5 billion people, which is close to one third of the world, is obese. So all those health videos don't seem to be really helping people. Okay. And how did this happen as you scroll down is because those in power have a system of control. They don't tell you the whole. They tell you pieces of the whole, left and right. So that's called ignorance. You get into an illusion thinking, oh my God, Elon Musk or Elon Trump or Vivek the Snake is going to solve the problems, booby fucking Kennedy. And then when they don't do something, you get more confused. Then you become complacent. You get depressed. You get desperate. And then you end up in this left-right paradigm. And this is by design. Scroll down. And this ignorance, scroll down, is not being perpetrated by the obvious establishment, but by the not-so-obvious establishment. These are Mossad CIA agents. These are not ordinary people, citizens who came up from below. They're anointed ones from above. They are given budgets. They are given exposure. They're given visibility to act like they're fighting for you. Without these people, people wouldn't stay quiet. You see, they need these safety valves. These people are created and promoted. If they were truly threats, do you think they'd be on the front page of the New York Times? Do you think they'd have their followers would grow? No fucking way. These people are the real enemies. They're grifters. They profit from your division. They don't want to really educate you. They want to entertain you. So they imprison you and they seduce you. So you stay quiet and be entertained on the sidelines. Scroll down. So there is a way out. And that's our movement, which teaches people knowledge. Now, knowledge is not the same as information. Knowledge takes effort. You have to know how to connect the dots. And that's the science of systems. They don't teach you this. They don't teach this to you in school. They want you to study isolated pieces of knowledge so you never see the whole. That's what our movement does. And therefore, by doing that, you get wisdom. Now, that knowledge has been reserved for the elites in their elite institutions. Guys like me are supposed to be part of that. Well, I used to teach the science of systems. Well, we've taken that knowledge, which is like fire, and brought it to the masses. The issue is, do you want to get off your ass and study it? That's all there you have to do. The hard work is done. And you'll get clarity. You'll get wisdom. Scroll down. And that will awaken you. You'll feel strong. You won't feel depressed. You want to get active. You want to get organized. You'll come up with ideas on how to fight. Go down. But this demands that you let go of the old system. You have to get out of your own way. You have to want to save yourself. And if you're ready to do that, go down. Then the solution's here. The recipe is here. The action steps are here. So you cannot say, I don't know what to do. We will tell you exactly what to do. We're not going to teach you how to think. We're not going to tell you, I'm sorry, what to think, but we'll teach you how to think. We'll give you the tools. So go to the site. You can contribute if you don't want to do anything, but become a warrior scholar. Thanks, Bazin. So before we close, if there are any questions, I can answer them. And please ask a question. Some people don't follow instructions. I'll go off and give some random discussion. It's the time for questions. Go ahead, Mike from Southeast Asia. Mike's in Thailand. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Okay, Dr. Shiva. Thank you very much. I'm wondering about, do you think it is important, the upcoming dates, the 11th and the 17th of this month? I mean, I see, I was looking at an article that during 2016, when the Electoral College came together, and three electors strayed from the mainstream and put their votes in towards General Colin Powell. And now, given the information and the different times that we are in, and that we are a month into the election results, I mean, I'm thinking that hundreds of thousands, maybe over a million of Americans have come to the, you know, that we're all in with Trump, and now they're like, what's going on here? This is horseshit. And so, I mean, I'm thinking the 11th and 17th, either or, could be very, very big days.
Well, first thing, Mike, is people have asked, if you notice, we have the cards for our president campaign. We're not stopping running for president, by the way. We're continuing.
Right.
So just want to let everyone know that we're not stopping. You can still get those president cards and start handing them out, okay? Crystal has made a very nice way that people can get lots and lots of cards. At you can get 10, 20,000 cards printed for pennies and pennies. So everyone get those and start handing them out. Yeah, Mike, what's happened is all of the quote-unquote MAGA people are watching this, and they're realizing this was an Israel first campaign. This was not an America first campaign. Every one of Trump's people, every one of them must suck Zionist cock to get their positions. And that is a technical term. It is not a curse word. That is a reality of what's taken place. And we've said that from day one. I think the value is, they're going to do the Electoral College, right? It's all set up, you know. We could do something, but I think the most important thing for us to do is to educate people. Educate, educate, educate. Use this occasion to hand out more cards. Get out there. Talk to people. So people are either right now demoralized or desperate. That's where they are. Or complacent, you see? All the Democrat left is completely demoralized by design. And the MAGAtards are completely complacent or feeling bamboozled, one or the other. So thanks, Mike. I think we should just escalate. That's what we should do on the 11th and 17th. Thank you.
All right.
Let's go to Bernardo. Bernardo, what's the question?
Hello, sir. Question one, again. Would you be interested in having a one-on-one with the Mexican top?
Yeah, we already said, okay, Bernardo. Did you set up time with Manju?
No, they gave me a meeting for tomorrow at the same time you have your symposium. So
tomorrow, we don't have a symposium. What time tomorrow? Well, can you connect with you? So reset it, because I have a commitment then. What time did they set it for? 11 a.m.?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So you can reset it.
I have to speak to him, to this guy, and say, so we can be in the same page. Would you be willing to come to Mexico for a one-on-one? So I can.
Yeah, this is not the time to talk about that, Bernardo. Why don't you talk to separately, set up time for me or speak with Manju, and we can send me an email with her. Thank you. Let's go to G-Sin. Thanks, Bernardo. Crystal, if you can say Manju sets up some time. Thanks. Jason, you? Go ahead, Jason.
Hi, Dr. Shiva. I have two questions for you. This one is I asked before when we can have a political party. And you said that we can have it when we have enough people. Are we close to it?
Well, here,
or are we ready?
Well, I think we have to ask the question is the following. I don't know if you know, in Massachusetts, the Libertarian Party, wherever we got on the ballot, we actually beat them in many places. The so-called Libertarian Party with millions of dollars. In Massachusetts, we destroyed them. By the way, in Massachusetts, we likely got more votes than Jill Stein, as the data shows, okay?
Right.
So when you become a political party, it's a question. Do you want to be a political party? Why? What's the benefits? Because they put you under more imposition, okay? The Libertarian Party just got delisted. The issue is to build the movement, Jason, what we're doing right now. The manifestation of a party, if it's necessary, will happen, okay?
Okay.
But it does not mean it's a necessary thing that is valuable. The most important thing, you're in California, right? Think about what happened in California. We got all the electors, more than enough electors, and they cheated us from getting on the ballot there, even as a write-in.
Right.
Well, we have to galvanize people on that. We have to fight there. We'll probably have to file a lawsuit. The most important thing right now is building our organization and getting people involved. A political party is something that they control, Jason, even tighter, okay? Being independent and building a movement, they cannot control, okay?
Got it.
So they put more restrictions when you're a party. Why do we want to do that? It's like, you know, we have our System Self Institute, which is an educational institute. People say, oh, you should get accredited. Why do I want to get accredited? Why do I want their anointment? You see what I'm saying? So I'm just saying that we should just be aware that the things that we sound good may not be good, Jason, okay? We should explore that deeper. Is it actually valuable? What's more valuable, to have a political party in name, which is what the Green Party is? The Green Party, ask Crystal, they couldn't even get on the ballot in Iowa. Iowa, which is like the place which represents U.S. elections. We did, with Crystal and a few other people busting their ass. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm just saying that we should measure our thing, not whether we're a political party or not, but by the quality of people in our movement, by the leadership, by the work that you did, Jason. That is more important than a political party. And growing.
Okay.
Okay. But it's a good question.
Second question, Dr. Shiva.
Yeah.
I'd like to have your comments on South Korea. The President Yoon announced the martial law and it got canceled in a few hours later.
Yeah. So I'm going to do a video on that actually day after on Saturday. Okay.
Thank you.
But the big thing is South Korea, it was quite extraordinary, right? They always complain.
Yes.
They complain about North Korea, fascism, police state, blah, 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 right? But if people didn't know, there was a martial law imposed and people rose up and they canceled it. But
right.
I'll do a whole analysis on what took place. Jason, it's on my agenda. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's go to Jordan from Utah, Jordan Lott.
Hi.
Jordan, how are you?
Hi, Dr. Shiva. How much short of this the cards on the VA Shiva, the VAShiva.com site?
You could go look on there. Crystal, do you want to for what? Shiva for which ones? Those cards, you can just print them on your own. There's no cost.
Oh, there's no cost.
Yeah, if you download them, you can print them, but you can also order like 10,000 of them, right, Crystal?
Yep. And I'll send you the code, Jordan. I'll email it to you. Okay.
Okay.
Great. Thanks, Jordan. Good to have you. Jordan helped us a lot out, get on the ballot in Utah. We have a lawsuit there and they kicked us off the ballot, even though we got all the signatures. All right. Ann Henry, go ahead. Oops, you have to unmute, Ann. Go ahead. There's a little unmute button that'll pop up.
Just approve it.
I'm stuck.
There you go.
Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Sorry, my computer freezes. When you guys, somebody asked about, you know, some legal maneuvers, I did find an organization that is, they're working on that. And I was going to join it and now I got to think of the name. When I find it, I'll let my Indiana guy know and he can get that information to you if you want to tell people. But yeah, they're getting like thousands and thousands of, I don't know, indictments or whatever. I'm not sure what they're using, but then they're filing it on certain politicians, executives, CEOs of whoever's doing these crimes. They're hitting them all at once and they're getting people to step down. And I just came across this a few days ago, so I need to do a little more deep dive into it. But I think that's sounds like they've been a little bit effective in some way. So do you know who I'm talking about by chance?
No, I don't.
Okay.
So, Ann, let me just tell you a couple of things. So legalism without a movement is a blunt-edged sword, okay? Just like running for office without a movement doesn't go anywhere. The most important thing, I mean, we file lawsuits, but we tell people that we do that to the extent to help build the movement because they control all the legal judges, okay? If you truly are in opposition, they control this, okay? So a lot of these people do these lawsuits thinking they're the end. But we view lawsuits and running for office as a means to the larger end, which is to grow the movement. The movement of individual people awakening, being able to stand up on their own two feet is what's the necessary order of the day. Booby fucking Kennedy files all sorts of lawsuits, scams people for donation money. They don't go anywhere, okay? And then he actually takes over other people's lawsuits who did all the work and says he did the work, okay? He's a complete scam artist. So we tell, even in our own lawsuits where we win and then the judges screw us, even though we win, we know that they're going to ultimately screw us. The Supreme Court, for example, decided not to decide, which is actually a victory for us because they could have taken a position that, you know, only natural born citizens can run for president. Well, they chose not to decide because they don't want to go screw around with the political process. But the point is, focused on lawsuits and all that without a movement is disingenuous. That's my point. Okay. So this is what makes what we're doing significantly different. Everything we do is to grow people's consciousness so people stand up on their own two feet. So right now we have about 6 lawsuits going on, but we're teaching Nicholas how to file them. Okay. Rose is filing them. We don't have lawyers that we're saying, give me money for our lawyers. And they're pocketing it. Rose is doing it. Rudy's doing it. Crystal's doing it. Frank and Vicky Marshall are doing it. And they're arguing in federal court. So this is substantially different. But what we're doing is to bring the larger concept of people learning how to stand up on their own two feet. This is very, very different than winning something, losing something, being in the cycle. So this is a good question Anne's asking, but this is why it's important for people to understand we have to build this bottoms-up movement, we have to educate people, we have to grow leaders, and we're growing this organization bottoms-up. But in closing, remember, it's about building a bottoms-up independent movement. They don't want us to do that. So, Bazin, can you play the anthem video and then finish up with the features? So, thank you, everyone. Be well. Get involved. Go to Truth Freedom Health. Become a warrior scholar. Hand out cards. Really simple. 20 minutes a day. let other people know about these orientations on social media, invite them. Crystal will send you the link. And tomorrow, if it is, Crystal, is there a tutorial I'm doing on Systems Health? If there is, you can go to systemshealth.com/tutorial. And anyone, if you know podcasters like Bernardo's trying to set up an interview, if you want to do that, contact Crystal here. She'll connect you with my assistant and we'll try to figure out a time that works. Okay. It's very important that we go on other people's channels if they want to hear us, if they're not grifters. So thank you, everyone. Bazin, can you play that video, please?
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within. And the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to. And we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that. And that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train a army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up, working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You've got to learn politics. And there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is the not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is the not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you. The Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement. And that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own quote-unquote people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhealth.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics, and I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms-up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. Now, the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhealth.com. So people can sign in, they can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there. But we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhealth.com.